Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Philippians, the fourth chapter. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Now, where is David in Psalm 110? He is in one little word, my. The Lord said unto my, David's Lord. But none of the Lords in that sentence are David. They are the Father speaking to David's Son. The incarnation is confessed here. Jesus Christ is Lord. And the Father says to him, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Father exalts the Son to the place of honor, of glory, and of power. He tells the Christ to put up his feet, not in lazy rest, but in confident triumph. The boots of the Son of David rest on the heads of his enemies. That's the trouble with that old Christian confession of ours, that Jesus is Lord. However nicely you might say it, the world still hears it loud and clear as a threat. Even at our most reasonable, we Christians can't deny that our citizenship is in heaven. We don't rejoice for earthly rulers and success. We have joy and joy again because the Lord is at hand. The world can't be content with that, with lordship like David's, a lordship that is of office, not of incarnation. And if they cannot settle for being relegated to left hand on account of the man who now sits at God's right hand, where does that leave them? Well, in this psalm, their place is even a little lower than David's introductory my, because they are the ones under the boot. They are the heads over many countries who will end up getting shattered, surrounded by corpses. And pointing out that we actually don't mean this life, but eternal life and eternal death, well, it doesn't exactly soften the blow, does it? So what? Watch out, Pritzker? Yes and no. We Christians certainly are the willing soldiers of our God, bearing the holy garments of our baptism, ready for battle. But we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Our concern about dead bodies, about enemies, about kings, has its limit. And they're not the things that fire us up for war. What fires us up is the Father sending the rod of His strength out of Zion, outside the walls on the Skull Hill, to accomplish a victory far greater than any election or battle for right and might. He won salvation by His death. He shattered death itself in His resurrection. He enlisted us, dear Christians, as more than conquerors. That means those who, just like Him, die, and yet, behold, we live. We approach now 40 days after that resurrection, the day that the Lord said to David's Lord, sit at my right hand. We'll hear in tomorrow's sermon just how the Lord sits and where that right hand is going. But today, from Psalm 110, we must hear this, that the Lord is ruling, putting every enemy into subjection under his feet. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies, the Father says to Jesus. And so he does. He does. And so we bring our supplications, our intercessions in the litany in these rogation days, boldly to lay at our King's ruling feet. All of the foul diseases that are in the air, the fruition of our labors and our planting, the preservation of our temporary kings also, but above all and over all, we bring the petition for our Lord's mercy that is steadfast. We have Christ, our brother, at the helm, and not simply of a small Christian church, but at the helm of the universe. He is not dead, that is a relief. And in the ascension, he is not derelict or missing from us either. That is joy. Do you see enemies rising up against the church? Well, the Lord is ruling in their midst then, and the Lord will see that they get a bootful if needed. Do you fear what this world is throwing at you? Take heart in the Father's booming vote of confidence in this Lord, whom you know as Jesus, the Savior, a beloved friend. Dear saints, rest undaunted in Christ. And do it likewise, dressed in the beauty of holiness. Don't insist on making the enemies of Christ's church lick your boots. Admittedly, you and I have almost nothing under our feet and power, as we are constantly reminded of every day. But all things are in subjection to Him, even what is beyond our understanding. Beyond all understanding, is yet comprehended by Christ. And soon we will see it all in subjection under His boot. Like David, we call Him my Lord. And His marching orders are unambiguous and certain and true in every way. Sit, the Father says, rule, and make all things right. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Charles Malley, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.